If locavore eating is getting your food as close to home as possible, locavesting is equivalently putting your money near where your mouth is. Amy Cortez, the New York-based journalist and author who not only coined that term but wrote the book on it, says it's partly a new way of thinking about things that have been part of local communities for years, and partly about innovation.
Things like credit unions, community banks, community development loan funds, these all exist today. And in communities across the country, people are forming local investing groups. They're called LIONS, Local Investing Opportunity Networks. Then we get into some more ambitious things like local stock exchanges, direct public offerings. They're like an IPO, but done without the help of a Wall Street bank. The businesses reach out directly to their supporters. That's actually legal today as well.
Then there's a new tool, just made legal by the federal Jumpstart Our Business Startups Law, that's the JOBS Act for short, called crowdfunding.
Crowdfunding is made legal through the JOBS Act, which was signed into law this past April and will go into effect sometime next year. Crowdfunding would be like Kickstarter, but instead of donating money to an artist or a musician in return for some perks or rewards, this would be actually investing in small businesses with the promise of a financial return.
And Cortez says there is a lot of money that could be reallocated from more passive investments into supporting local enterprises.
Americans collectively have $30 trillion invested in long-term securities, so mutual funds, 401ks, pension funds, and the like. If we shifted 1% of that $30 trillion, that's $300 billion for the Main Street economy. Just to put that in perspective, that's roughly half of all the outstanding bank loans to small business today and about 10 times the amount of venture capital invested every year.
Cortez, who is making a series of local appearances around Sonoma County this week in support of Go Local's Invest Local Week, believes there are several good reasons to consider these sorts of investments, including the opportunity to opt out of having Wall Street profit from managing your money.
When you invest in a local business, you're really supporting the health and the growth of your own local economy. In addition to that, small businesses and local businesses are the companies that create jobs in this country. And thirdly, some of these companies are actually very, very successful and have great potential and need to expand, but they have a hard time getting a bank loan or any other sort of funding. So by lending to them or investing in them, you can actually do very well, maybe with less volatility than the stock market.
Even if you haven't heard much about locavesting until now, Cortez is confident that in the months ahead, you will.
I think it's a classic example of disruptive innovation. The big banks and Wall Street might dismiss it for now, but at the same peril that mainframe makers dismiss the PC.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.